real truth daily. This is Daily Truths with Dave Allman.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Daily Truths. Why do so many people not follow Jesus today? I mean, it seems pretty obvious to us who are believers in Christ that they should, that they need a relationship with God, that they should want to go to heaven. And I'm sure most people in America have heard the gospel at least once, right? So why in the world do so many people not follow and believe in Jesus? Well, listen to this. This is from Matthew chapter 20, verse 29. And as they were going out from Jericho, a great multitude followed him. A great multitude. That was then. Why were so many people captivated by Jesus Christ back then, but so few, comparatively speaking, at least percentage-wise, don't follow him today? On a given Sunday, there's a lot more people that attend football games and watch football games than go to church. Even the biggest megachurch is outnumbered by all the people that go to NFL football games on a Sunday morning. Why is that? Why is it that 75% of people in America stay home on Sunday mornings and don't go to church? Why is it that even though we have amazing preachers today, they don't captivate an audience like Billy Graham did some 30, 40 years ago, where stadiums were filled night after night after night? What is happening? Why did so many people, when Jesus walked the face of the earth, were captivated by what he said and followed him and even committed their life to him even before he was crucified? Why is that? Well, here's why. They had a face-to-face encounter with Jesus. They saw the miracles themselves. And if they didn't see the miracles, by word of mouth, they heard about the miracles and they wanted to see them based on what they had heard from other people. So masses, as it says here, multitudes followed him. Now, where did this happen? Jericho is about 20 miles northeast of Jerusalem. You look at the map here and you can see where it is. So Jesus was heading out of there, and I'm sure many of the people from Jericho, and I think he might have been heading towards Jerusalem, many people from Jericho were following him. Again, why? Because they saw the miracles. They witnessed the events. They saw with their own eyes that he had raised the dead and all these different things. And so they said, we're in. Now, here's a question for you. Why do you follow Jesus when you haven't seen him? You haven't had a face-to-face encounter with him? Well, here's what it says in the book of John, chapter 21, beginning to read at verse 24. This is the disciple, namely John, who bears witness of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his witness is true. What's he talking about there? He said, I've seen the miracles. I've witnessed what he did. I've witnessed his death and then imminent resurrection. I've seen it all. And then he goes on to say this in verse 25, and there are also many other things which Jesus did, which if they were written in detail, I suppose that even the world itself would not contain the books which were written. So in other words, we just have a highlight reel in the New Testament of what Jesus did. St. John is saying he did so much other stuff that I haven't recorded here, but I'm a witness to all these things. Now it says this just a chapter before when it says this in John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. Listen to this. Many other signs, therefore, Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. Now listen to what John says in the next verse. I love this. But these have been written. In other words, what you've read in this book, in the book of John, these things have been written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. Think about that. Somewhere along the history of your life, whether it was in Sunday school or a preacher or obviously your baptism and then being cultivated in the faith, someone taught you the teachings of the Word of God. Someone informed you of the truth of Scripture and knowing indeed that what is recorded in the Bible, people were eyewitnesses to, even though 2,000 years have passed, we're in, we're believe, we're part of the masses like in the early church, like in Jericho where the masses followed Jesus because they were eyewitnesses to what had happened. What John is saying is, I'm an eyewitness to all these things, and I write it so that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. Do you know what? That's what we believe. The Holy Spirit has removed the blinders of unbelief and inculcated us with saving faith, looking at the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus, whereby we say, even though we've not had a face-to-face encounter, I believe in Jesus Christ. So here's the thing. Pray that more and more people might come to faith through the proclamation, teachings, and truth of God's word. There's a reason I call this Daily Truth, and I've talked about it many times, because even in churches today, many people water down the truth or compromise the truth, but not on DT. And I believe as the word of God is proclaimed, the Spirit will do his work. And so if you have someone in your life that maybe needs to hear what I have to say, and again, oh, by the way, folks have found out that the Bible, listen to this, is the most accurate book of antiquity regarding history. And people who aren't believers in Christ have made that assertion. What's that tell you? That God's behind it. That the author of the Bible is the Holy Spirit, and we should believe what it has to say. So I hope that comforts you today. I hope that solidifies your faith. I hope that helps you understand why, how blessed we are that the Spirit of God got a hold of our hearts and helped us to see that Jesus is who he claimed to be. So bask in that today, enjoy that today, and share that with someone today. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except by faith in him. Have a great day in Christ, and that is today's Daily Truth.
Thank you for tuning in to Daily Truths with Dave Allman. Pastor Dave Allman is the pastor of Mount Hope Church in Boulder, Colorado. If this ministry is blessing you, please consider supporting us by sharing this channel with a friend. You can also like, comment, subscribe, or leave a review. This helps us tremendously. Come back tomorrow for your next Daily Truth.